What's going on, DFS Army? Craig Bennett, aka Cash Keg, here. Gonna do an NFL preview show on the conference final games. NFL is almost over, but man, we had some good ones last weekend. And I wanna take the time to give a special shout out to old Too Tall 8 single bullet. I think it was a $100 entry. Took it down, man. Congrats to you. $100,000 DFS Army member. Took it down. Had Rodgers up there. This was the Saturday-Sunday slate. Absolutely smashed. We've had a lot of six-figure wins at DFS Army over this month of January. It's been insane. Even when NBA started, we've had a couple $200,000 winners, $150,000. And this is the latest one we had just yesterday. So congrats to you, Too Tall 8. And if you're not a part of DFS Army member, head on over there, sign up, promo code CASHKEG, save yourself 10%. And we have you covered on NFL, everything, showdowns, you get it all. And again, congratulations on this 100K win. Love to see life-changing money like this go to the members. And again, we've seen it about every week. It seems like we get a five or a six-figure win. And this is the latest one. So again, congrats to you. And let's dive in to a quick preview of the conference final games coming up this weekend. All right. We'll go DraftKings first and then FanDuel. Again, you know, we got games are on Sunday, Tampa Bay at Green Bay and Buffalo at KC. Should be some great games, honestly. Patrick Mahomes, boy, he struggled with a little bit of a toe injury to start that game. And then that concussion, man, like if that wasn't a concussion, nothing was, because that guy had a hard time getting up off the ground. But Chad Henne came in, man, and Andy Reid was like all about letting him ball. So if Mahomes plays, he's the guy I want for sure. But, you know, if he ends up sitting and Chad Henne's 5K, even up against this Buffalo defense, I think you got to give him a look. You know, I mean, it's the way he looked when he was out there. It sounds like Andy Reid has full confidence in him to run it. Of course, he's not going to be freaking Patrick Mahomes. Let's not get stupid here. But if he's out there running the offense at 5K, it opens up to get a lot of these other pieces. Now, Josh Allen, I think, would be your cash game play if Mahomes couldn't go, just with that rushing ability against KC, 6,900. You know, Rodgers and Brady would be more of your tournament options. But again, if Mahomes plays, you know, he's going to be good to go, and I have no problem playing him. But Josh Allen at 6,900 on DraftKings is probably looking to me, as of right now, I'm shooting this on Monday the 18th, so we have a good week until we see how things pan out. So I just thought this would be a fun, quick first look video on how we could create some lineups and see how it changes as the news comes on in the narrative. But the big news, like everybody knows, is Patrick Mahomes going to pass concussion protocol and jump right in here? Or is it going to be Chad Henne that's going to suit up? And how much are we going to go to him at 5K? So that's something we'll have to figure out as we get closer to Sunday. But should be interesting, and it will definitely change the scope of the slate. So over on DraftKings for running back position, Aaron Jones is 6,500. Leonard Fournette's 5,300. Edwards-Helaire's 5K. Now, this is another one that's interesting. If he goes, then I want Edwards-Helaire at 5K. That's too cheap for him up against his Buffalo defense. He would be a first guy through in. However, if he sat again, now, if you were part of DFS Army this weekend, you would know that we were very heavy on Darrell Williams. We got a lot of questions. You know, is it Darrell Williams or is it, you know, Thompson? Do I want to play this Darwin Thompson guy? Again, everyone was looking at this week 17, 30 point outing and we're just drooling. And I'm like, the only reason that guy played that many snaps was because they rested all their starters week 17. Don't jump on him. It was Williams. He got 13 carries, saw four targets, put up 13 fantasy points. And that's why I said, for me, this is a big decision. And maybe if Mahomes happens to sit, they might lean on the run even a little bit more. So maybe you'd bump up Edwards-Helaire or Williams. Whoever, which one of those guys ever plays, I'm hitting the lock button on this slate. I just want one of the other. Again, now we saw on the Tampa Bay side that Ronald Jones did play, and so it was hard to tell what was going to happen. Fournette, still 17 rushes, 63 yards. He's fresh, got fresh legs right now. Green Bay's not been good against the run, you know, so 21 fantasy points for Fournette. I think you have to look at him here. Even if Ronald Jones plays, it seems like Fournette's getting the run. And if we get some weather in this Green Bay game, it's at Green Bay. It's going to be, you know, on the frozen tundra up in Green Bay, that we might lean on the run a little bit more. So Fournette makes a lot of sense. And then again, you know, for your flex position, I think you can look at, if you want to look at Aaron Jones against that Tampa Bay run defense, I think even if it's bad weather or we get snow or rain or anything like that, I still think that, you know, Rodgers can get it done. I mean, they play in this. It's not a big deal. He's played in his whole career with the Packers. So Singletary at 4,500. Again, no Moss there. You say only 6.7 fantasy points. They throw. Buffalo throws. They run three wide receiver sets all day long. So I don't love that at all. It is interesting, though, you know, if you want to look at guys like Jamal Williams, again, just for cheaper if you're going to take it back from Green Bay, because they do kind of run both of them out there. So 12 carries against the Rams, 65 yards. But again, I think my two favorite is I'm just going to go Fournette and Edwards-Helaire. And again, if Edwards-Helaire is not playing, then I just slide right down and I throw Williams in the same lineup for 200 less. So if I was going to build a lineup, I'm just sitting on this right now. At the wide receiver position, again, Davante Adams, you know, I think the big talk in the DFS industry was Ramsey going to shut him down, or is Adams just going to still do his thing? Still got 10 targets, caught 9 balls, 66 yards. So I think what happened was they just schemed ways to give him the ball, put him in motion, so he didn't follow him across in motion. There's different ways to give him the ball. Saw 21 DraftKings points here, you know, only got 66 yards in those 9 receptions. There's no big plays. But he's, you know, he's going to get his targets. He's going to get his touchdowns in the red zone. I think he's squarely in play here. The big decision for KC, I think, for the weapons is I don't know how much I want Tyreek Hill if it's Henny at the quarterback position, whereas if it's Mahomes, then I want to load up on Tyreek Hill. So I think for now I'm just going to go Adams in this lineup. But if Mahomes plays, of course, I want Tyreek Hill in this lineup. Now, we did see Watkins not play. So Watkins not play, you know, if he's able to suit up, it's going to take a little bit away from Hardman, because Hardman had a good game here. Saw 4 targets, 58 yards, put 10 fantasy points up. So it would take a little bit away from him, a little bit away from Pringle, Robinson, all these treasury plays for KC if Watkins doesn't suit up. If Watkins suits up, I think even if Henny's in play, I would play him at 3,800. But again, I think if Henny's the one that's playing, he's probably going to lean on Kelce the most, I would assume. So at the tight end position, Kelce's 8K, expensive, but I think he's going to still be leaned on heavily here. Saw 11 targets, 8 for a 109 and a touchdown. I think you just throw him in there. He's going to be safe either way. And again, I think Henny will lean on him. And again, defense, when I just throw one in here, when I'm building a dummy lineup, you know, I always go with 10 the cheapest up here, but you know, maybe if Henny's playing, I go the Bills and hope that we get some turnovers. So I think that's the way I would look if it's Henny that's playing. If not, I think you could look at the Packers. They've been playing better. Brady's a statue back there, so turnovers can happen, sacks, all that kind of stuff. So don't look anywhere there. The Chiefs, 3,100. I don't think I looked there. I think it's just the Packers and the Bills for me right now. Again, wide receiver, we got 4,600 left in this dummy lineup we're kind of building around. Lazard had a big game as well for the Packers. And again, if they're going to try to shut down Adams at all, we could still see some Lazard. Saw 8 targets, 4 receptions with a touchdown for 96 yards. He was extremely low on. I'm sure that the ownership will be up a little higher on him due to that big game. But we can look at him as well. And we haven't talked about the Buffalo wide receivers. You know, Diggs continues to get it done. I think it's 7K. Again, even if you don't want to go Adams, I want to go right back to Diggs. I'm not worried here at all. You know, the targets are almost double digit every week, 27, 27, 14, 44. It's just, you know, no problem with him. He's always lower owned than he should be, especially when you have Adams on here or Kelsey, or he's probably still going to be too low owned, even though he's cheaper than this. And so this is, if you throw a Diggs, Adams, and Kelsey, it's going to eat up a ton of your salary here, even punting down at the defense position. So at wide receiver, we have a lot of options that we can look at here. Like I talked about Lazard, Cole Beasley's right here. If we get Sammy Watkins out, Hardman, or if Watkins is in, we can look at him. And then Valdez-Scantling. So there's some guys here. Say we want to look at this lineup and say we want to double stack and throw Beasley in this with Diggs, with Allen. Leaves us with 2,900 left. And to do something like this, you're going to have to punt down to just a Knox. Maybe you want to throw Knox in there and hope he can get a touchdown. And go the double tight end route, which again, it's, you know, if we're looking to do studs and duds, it's a way to do this. So, or maybe we're like, hey, no, I want to look at this and throw in a Chad Henne here, and it opens up 4,800 for me. And then I can look at getting that. Okay, well, maybe I want to go John Brown in this, or maybe I don't want to go Beasley here. Maybe I say, well, I want to upgrade and I want to throw a Godwin, or an Antonio Brown here. Say, let's just throw Godwin in this, 3,500. We still have some, we can go Gronk. Maybe Gronk gets it going here in this lineup. There's different ways to go here, but I do think that you are going to go heavy on, you know, these two running backs right here. Again, Edwards-Helaire or lean to Williams if he's out. And then I think I'm going to play two big running back or wide receivers that are getting double digit targets. Probably these two. And then I'm looking at probably that double tight end, and then I'll mix and match around the wide receivers. That's kind of how I see the DraftKings build. If we slide over here to FanDuel real quick, FanDuel Mahomes is up to 9K. Again, it's all about that concussion protocol. Is he going to play or not? If he's not, we have Chad Henne at 6,500. I'm not going to build that build yet. I'll come back to it. Aaron Rodgers is 8,700 here. Josh Allen, 85. I still think that's the preferred cash way to go if Mahomes is out. I think that's the way you lean on. Over here at running back position, Aaron Jones is 8K. I think I'm just going to fade that, honestly. Fournette at 7,200. He is priced up a little bit more here, but just seeing the workload he's been getting, and against Green Bay, they're not good against the run. I think that if it gets sloppy, they're going to go there. So, and then again, Edwards-Helaire. I love how Williams and Helaire are priced similar. So you could build all your lineups and then slide Williams in if Edwards-Helaire is out. So I would still build the same, very similar build here. It's going to be a little bit difficult, I think, at the wide receiver position. If we throw Kelsey in here, 8,600, he eats up a ton of salary. Now, I know I didn't talk about it over in DraftKings, but Robert Tonyan, 5,700, could be very interesting. Again, if you wanted to fade Adams or play him together, you know, he's the kind of guy that can get a couple of touchdowns. Saw four targets for 60 yards, caught all four of them. So there's big game upside there if you wanted to fade Kelsey and go that route. Or maybe you want to play them both together and throw him in the flex. He's got double-digit upside, you know, as well. If you wanted to punt down here to Gronk or Brate, I still prefer Tonyan, I think, here out of both of them. I'm going to throw defense in here again. I'm going to go down to the Bills. And I think the Bills is the nut defense if Henne does play, because they could still get to him. Again, it's not there. 6,800 left, though, to look at the wide receiver position if we play Kelsey and we have Josh Allen in this. So I'm going to throw Diggs in this lineup at 8,300. This is where it gets a little funky. You're not going to be able to throw Adams like you could in the DraftKings build. They're just priced up a little too much. So if you throw Adams here, you only have 3,200 left. And to do something like this, you have to get off Robert Tonyan, and then you would have to look at, you don't even have enough money to do it, because I believe you have tight ends at 4K. If you wanted to take a complete punt show, like, this is tournaments only. This is not cash games at all. This is absolutely tournaments only. And you wanted to look at, say, a Lee Smith, and he caught a touchdown, like a one-catch touchdown. And then it allows you to have $4,700 left to look for a Pringle, McKenzie, you know, guys that are just absolute, probably not going to do anything for you. But if they get in the end zone, they would crush. But I don't think that's the optimal build. I think if you're going to build something like this with Diggs, Adams, and Kelsey together, you probably can't get up to Josh Allen. You probably will have to come down to Brady. So if I go Brady, I have enough to go a couple of these cheaper guys in this range. Maybe I want to go Scotty Miller, and Scotty Miller gets it to me there. Then I can go like a DeMarcus Robinson or a Pringle if Watkins is out. Watkins at 5,400 over here at FanDuel. Or, like I said, if we have Patrick Mahomes ruled out for whatever for the concussion and he can't pass it, I think he's going to. And Andy Reid said his toes will be fine, so he's got a week to heal up here. Hopefully everything's good. If you threw Chad Henne in this lineup just to kind of build around, it leaves you with a little bit more. With still having Diggs, Adams, and Kelsey in here, 5,400. Then we can kind of look around a little bit more. We can kind of be like, there's a lot more ways we can make this happen. We could say, let's throw a Watkins in here. And then we got 5,500 for Valdez-Scantling, which I love this lineup. If Henny's going to play and say he can put up 20, man, you can load up, with Watkins there. Or you go Valdez-Scantling, he can get one over the top again over Tampa Bay, 5,400. And you go Watkins, and this is another kind of thing I love. If Watkins is out, we just play Mecole Hardman in this lineup. Another thing is if Edwards-Helaire is out and it gives a little bit more money, we play Darrell Williams in this lineup, and we got 5,800 left with Valdez-Scantling. And then we can look at situations where we're playing John Brown. The sheriff, is he going to go score a touchdown for Buffalo here with Diggs? Or are we going to come we don't have enough money here, but Tanyan, like I was talking about going double tight end. Maybe you want to go Tanyan at flex and then your wide receiver and maybe Watkins plays. And if he's out, we go Hardman here. So there's a lot of ways to make this work with Henny. I think Henny is the way to make it work. But again, this is super early video, just kind of building some builds off of where I kind of see how things are going to play out. But it's one of those situations we don't 100% know until we get closer to Sunday, but it's always fun to build some builds like this and see what is going on. But with that, again, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, hit that subscribe button for me. Give me that thumbs up. Let's keep pushing to that 1,000 subscriber goal. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And if you're not a member of DFS Army, head on over to sign up. We got weekly packages now for NFL, NBA, or core yearly. We got everything over there. And let's just keep crushing, man. And again, going back to 2Tall8, man, congratulations on your single entry 100K win this past weekend. And let's get after it. Love you guys. Deuces.